Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulitu Fupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday between 6 and 8 p.m. right here on Kaya 959 on the streets and on the air. Gugu, as somebody ohlale eshaye indwangu, what do you think of this conversation?
Me? Oh, my play. I just think wear what you're comfortable in, wear what you like, wear what your pocket can afford.
The lies. The lies. If you've seen Ukuku, Ukuku's okshayela indwangu. If Ukuku's okshayela indwangu from head to toe, she doesn't play this girl. Anyway, so Postbank is seeking more funding from the state. What's going on there?
Interesting one, my play, because as we know, Postbank, the post office and many other state-owned entities continue to find themselves in a very precarious financial position. Postbank this time around, it is still operational, believe it or not. And over the last few months, the CEO's come out with feedback yesterday, updating us on just some of the progress that they've made. They've expanded parts of their call center, trying to partner with new retailers and having implemented new IT systems. But they say they've spent at least 500 million rand of their own revenue to make this happen. And they need yet another cash injection. They reveal that they need an urgent 1.7 billion rand. Now, this will not only help it in terms of its sustaining its operations within the company, paying off employees and other operational costs, but also will help them meet what they describe as capital adequacy ratios. Why that's important, it's essentially part of the regulation from the South African Reserve Bank, which monitors banks. And it's just to ensure that they have enough money in their bank account that should anything go wrong, Postbank would still be able to pay off its customers, its debtors, and essentially ensure that the end life of the consumers and clients that they serve would still be in good hands and money can be paid back. It's a really critical aspect of regulation because it does speak to them maintaining their operational license. So we have no clarity just yet as to how far or how much they will receive from the state. But 1.7 billion rand is essentially the money that they need just to ensure that they keep operations going.
You know, we were talking about government and not being able to read the room. Postbank is also not reading the room. Bajel, what's asinayo? Ayiko. Asinayo. Anyway.
Ayiko.
The price of South African chocolate is reported to have increased by 40%. Kanjan, what happened?
As a chocolate lover myself, I think I've witnessed this, Maple. Over the last few years, we've been speaking continuously about the price of cocoa. Now, cocoa, as we know, is one of the raw ingredients that is critical to the manufacturing and production of chocolate. And typically, cocoa is produced in countries like Ghana, Cote d'Ivoire, largely on the west parts of the country, of the continent. And what we've witnessed is that there's been extreme weather conditions and climate change that is starting to impact the harvest. So if you're not able to harvest as much cocoa as possible, that also means that there's a limited supply. And back to economics 101, supply and demand dynamics, when there's a smaller amount of a particular product that's available, the price shoots up. So the price of cocoa itself as a raw material and commodity has also been at sky high levels. It's actually shot up by more than 100%, at least, I beg your pardon, 300% at least in the last year. So that's quite telling just in terms of the commodity price. And that then filters down to the manufacturers and producers of chocolate, and then you and I by the time we get to the store. So according to research that's been conducted by 8020, they are a consumer research firm which highlights certain trends in the South African industry. They've mentioned that South Africans have seen the price of chocolate increase by at least 40% in the last year. So that really puts some context into perhaps how these sweet treats have become a lot more expensive. It's not the end retailer just pushing on prices. To a large extent, they do. But understand that there's a whole value chain right down to the basic ingredient of chocolate that unfortunately has seen price spikes and as a result, influencing our pockets.
And how are the markets this morning?
The market's not too bad. I must tell you, the last 2 to 3 days have actually been very resilient for the All Share Index and global markets overall. It's been fairly muted, no major news shooting the lights out. But where we are, though, for the All Share Index is at 97,064 points. Currency-wise, again, we're still holding our own. 17.84 is where we are to the US dollar, 23.90 to the British pound, and now against the euro, we are 20.74.
Well, she brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday between 6 and 8 p.m. right here on Kaya 959 on the street and on the air.
Business update with Gulitu Fupi on Kaya 959.